Chapter 2. China's After Party. Nothing captures the over-the-top quality of the long boom in China better than the maglev train that zips from Longyang Road in Shanghai to Pudong International Airport in 8 minutes. I had often seen the maglev as a white blur, flying by as I drove to the airport, but I had never taken it. There is no practical reason to ride the maglev. Longyang Road is in the middle of nowhere, 20 minutes from the city center, and the walk from the train station at the airport to the terminal is longer than the maglev ride itself. But on a 2009 visit, I finally found the spare time to take the world's fastest operational train. And boy, was it fun! A big digital screen ticks off the speed until it hits a maximum of about 270 miles per hour. But if you don't look out the window, you can't tell you're moving. No rocking, no rattling, indeed no sound at all, particularly in my car, where my colleague and I were the only riders apart from the conductor, who was dressed like a flight attendant. Locals say the train typically runs half full, attributable to the inconvenience and the relatively steep ticket price of $8. $13 in first class, compared to $1.50 for the metro trains. Maglev means magnetic levitation, and promotional videos that describe it as flying at zero altitude capture the sensation pretty well, because the magnets float the train a fraction of an inch off the ground. It was like a cool amusement park ride.